The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For those who live in the capital and for visitors alike, a long-awaited multi-million regeneration plan for the Grafton Street area will finally get underway in the coming weeks. I'm joined on the line now by Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times. Olivia, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
It seems like an odd time to be starting. Just when the tourist season will begin, we start digging up.
Yeah, but is there a good time? It's a project that's going to take 2 years. So there really isn't, you know, a good time of year to start it or a bad time of year to start it if you want to look at it in a more positive light because it's going to go on for so long.
2 years. What exactly are they going to be doing for that 2 year period?
Well, they'll be, if you're familiar, as I'm sure you are, with the streets in the area at the moment, it's largely curbs on tarmac and bits of old, the original Grafton Street, if you remember the pedestrianisation of that, the original sort of flat red brick paving that sort of has patches of tarmac, and it's all pretty ugly looking at this stage. So that will all come up. They'll be putting down Leinster granite. There was some criticism before of the use of Chinese granite in other parts of the city and quite nearby when repaving was done. So traditional Leinster granite will be put down in lots of the areas. In some bits, there will be a new tarmac surface. But they'll also be doing lots of planting. They'll be putting in seats, which we don't have now unless you're paying for your coffee or your lunch and you're sitting down at one of those outdoor dining areas, but no public seating. There'll be a play space on Lemon Street. There'll be a water bottle refilling stations on Duke Street and South Ann Street. There'll be some new cycle stands, and there'll be retractable bollards for the first time, which bizarrely we haven't used, or the city council at least hasn't used in other parts of the city to stop unauthorised traffic coming through.
So the traffic that is permitted is delivery traffic up to 11 o'clock in the morning from 6, I believe. I don't know why they can't deliver all night. I presume they could if the drivers and the companies involved had a way or were willing to do it. But anyway, at 11 o'clock precisely on the dot, these bollards will pop up.
Yeah, well, those times are the same as Grafton Street for deliveries there. But yes, the bollards will, yeah, exactly, they'll rise. Because at the moment, South Ann Street is already currently pedestrianised, but they have those sort of plastic wands. And to allow the delivery drivers to drive over them during the authorised hours. But of course, delivery drivers have realised, or some of them have realised, that you can drive over them at any time. And they're doing that, the council says. So the council says it's having a problem with day-long deliveries on South Ann Street when they should only be coming in up until 11 a.m.
Now, I presume they will do this in phases because they can't really shut down a major shopping street effectively to traffic, be it foot traffic or vehicular traffic. They can't do that for, you know, permanently for the whole street.
Yeah.
So do you know how it's going to start, how it's going to be phased?
Well, they haven't gone into detail of exactly where they're starting. What they've said is pedestrian access will be maintained at all times. And there's 108 buildings in that area, and they'll all have access to their shops, because you can understand why that would be a big concern for the retailers and the cafes there. So there'll always be access there. And yeah, as I say, they'll try and minimise disruption, but you know, you're pulling up a carriageway, you're you know, so there will be disruption.
Now, the question of access to car parking, I think there's an small apartment complex on South Ann Street that has gated parking. I wonder how that's going to be affected by these restrictions.
Well, now they've so South Ann Street is maintaining that 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. only access. There's Duke Street is at its Dawson Street end, it's going to stay open to traffic. There's a sort of an odd, I think it's going to be difficult for any traffic that enters, but what will happen is if you come into Duke Street, now this description is going to require a bit of knowledge of the area from people, but you come into Duke Street and you'll still be allowed turn left into Duke Lane. Now, Duke Lane runs between Duke Street and South Ann Street and sort of parallel to Grafton Street, but it's really, really tiny. But you'd be allowed to go down that and go down into Ann's Lane from there. So the best way to describe it, I suppose, is the middle of the bit in between Grafton Street and Dawson Street will remain open to traffic. But you just won't be able to go all the way from Dawson Street to Grafton Street on either South Ann Street or on Duke Street.
Now, a final point really is about that Wicklow granite and it being underfoot. I remember there were complaints about some of the stone that became slick in the rain. And you do get a deposition over time of all sorts of grime and muck and all the stuff that is airborne from traffic that settles on these pavements. I mean, do we know whether it's going to be kind of a rough surface on that Wicklow granite?
Well, no, when you say that, I wonder, is that why they're using the Wicklow granite and not the Chinese granite? Because they did make quite a point of that it would be Wicklow granite and not Chinese granite. Maybe they have different properties and don't stain and mark as badly. Because, yeah, that definitely was a criticism around 15 years ago when we did the repaving of Grafton Street. So I wonder, is that the emphasis they're putting on the use of the Leinster granite? Maybe, I don't know. Granite is granite to me, but maybe it's better for our weather. Our local granite is possibly better for our weather conditions.
I'm not sure. It's the surface treatment of it. If it's kind of semi-polished granite, it will become slick in the rain. If, on the other hand, it is kind of deliberately coarsened on the surface, it might give grip. But then the problem of cleaning it will become more acute with chewing gum and all the rest of it.
What I can say is they have done very, very extensive consultations with disabled persons organisations. People might ask why this has taken so long. It was a plan more than a decade ago. And it's, it got its planning permission, its internal planning, council planning permission around 2 years ago now. So people might say, why has this taken so long? But the council really has put in great effort. And I think disabled persons organisations have acknowledged that to sort of make sure that everything is suitable for all users. So I'd say they really have considered that sort of underfoot conditions with those groups.
Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.